Ito ang programang IN. Ikaw naman, Isko at Iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
IN talaga, dahil dito ikaw naman ang IN.
At ikaw naman ang pakikinggan dito sa...
Ikaw naman! Yan, good morning mga classmates.
Good morning!
Kasama nyo ngayong umaga si classmate Lily.
At si classmate Elaine.
Yan, so Huwebes na naman at nagbabalik na naman ang inyong paboritong programa tuwing Huwebes kung saan hindi kami, kung hindi kayo ang bida, walang iba kundi ang...
Ikaw naman!
Ayan, so among others, first week natin sa UP this week at first... week of classes and new classmates, new professors.
True.
And well, as always, anything na first is really something to look forward to. So, mm-hmm. 'di ba, parang nabuhay yung campus kasi madami na namang tao. Mm-hmm. And meron pa tayong sense of excitement.
True.
As compared to the last time you were here na puro hell week. Mm-hmm. Tapos sobrang syempre wala nang energy. So this week hopefully kompleto na yung units natin mga classmates. Sana ay tapos na kayo mag-enroll, pero if hindi pa, extended pa rin ang enrollment hanggang January 23.
Yes.
So napasukan na rin natin yung ilan natin yung mga subjects para sa atin na tapos na. Ikaw ba classmate Elaine, kamusta ang first day or first week mo so far?
Ayun, okay naman. Well, usually naman kapag first day may mga classes na free cut, ganyan, so
mm-hmm.
fun. So ngayon medyo chill muna habang alam mo yun, parang hindi pa nag-start yung classes. So ito na yung time para mag-enjoy dahil sa mga susunod na weeks, medyo baka maging busy na. Ganyan,
tama yan, diba? Tama yan. So, last week, last Thursday, ay nakasama natin si classmate Sean.
Yes.
At pinag-usapan natin yung kanyang mga likha na isang poem at isang short story. So, classmate Elaine, meron ka bang natutunan from last week's episode?
Ay, yes. Nako, dun sa last episode, natutunan ko talaga na marami tayong inspiration na makukuha sa everyday life kahit
mm-hmm.
na mga simple moments or mga maliliit na bagay lang sa na ma-observe natin sa ating paligid, mm-hmm. diba?
Ako naman, another thing that I learned was encouragement from other people if you're a writer. It goes a long way. For example, si classmate Sean, nasabi niya sa atin before na yung school director niya in high school, I think, encouraged him and helped him to organize his writing and to tell him na he was a good writer. And so, yun yung naging parang nag-push sa kanya. So, until now, he's now a med student, nagsusulat pa rin siya.
Yes, kaya naman, ngayon naman, ibang klaseng analysis ang pag-uusapan natin mga classmates. Dahil fresh ang taon, syempre dapat fresh din mm-hmm. ang likha na hatid namin sa inyo mga classmates. Kaya, yung mga kakaibang produksyon at pamamahayag ng ekspresyon buhat sa isang video poetry, yes.
Yes, so,
very fresh, diba?
Yeah, so hindi natin madalas na naririnig yung term na video poetry. So, classmate, ano nga ba ang video poetry?
Ay, nako classmate, wag ako yung tanungin mo dahil tamang-tama kasama natin ngayon sina classmate Lainey at classmate Gab na mas nakakaalam niyan dahil sila ang mga mag-e-entertain sa atin for today sa kanilang mga likha.
Oh, ayan. Hello mga classmates!
Hi, classmates!
Hi! So, let's get to know you a bit. So, pwede nyo bang sabihin sa amin nyo kung ano ang year, course, and school nyo?
Hi, I'm classmate Lainey, fourth year broadcast mm-hmm. communication.
Hi, I'm classmate Gab, fourth year broadcast communication.
Okay, so, parehong from broadcast communication sa College of Mass Communication in UP ang ating mga guests for today.
Yeah, and in line with your course and outside of your course, ano ba yung kadalasan na ginagawa sa broadcom?
Mm-hmm.
Well, for broadcom, since nga, broadcast communication, so marami dyan yung subjects na gumagawa talaga ng prod,
mm-hmm.
which is why yung, yun nga, yung pag-uusapan natin today is one of the prods na ginawa namin for one of our classes.
So, ano yung class na ito?
It was BC144. It was a videography class under Sir Raz De La Torre.
Okay. So, in your own words, mga classmate, ano nga ba ang isang video poetry? At ano yung difference nito sa standard videos or prods na ginagawa for class?
Well, video poetry kasi is you get an existing piece of literature or poem,
mm-hmm.
and then you sort of you give it your own twist. Basically, you make a video production based on what that poetry means to you. You mm-hmm. give it context and then you share it to the world in whatever way you please,
you wanted.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and compared to other prods, then I guess ang isa sa mga kitang-kita talaga na difference is yung sa iba, 'di ba, like there's dialogue ganyan. Mm-hmm. Sa video poetry, usually ang ginagamit is voice over and then the visuals is separate from it. Ganun.
Yeah. Wow. So how long does one last ba?
Yung isang video poetry production usually?
Well, we were given around, well, 2 minutes to five, but
2:15.
Okay, so that's fine.
Yeah. So malaki yung
range. Sinagad ko na 2:15 or something like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, kung napapansin natin, hindi nga natin masyadong commonly naririnig yung video poetry. So dito sa country natin or in general, for example, ay siguro ang yung classmates natin first time din nilang gumawa ng video poetry for that class. So bilang lamang din na sikat na nakikita sa internet, when you go to the internet, makakahanap ka naman ng mga productions na katulad nito. Pero I think it's good na we get a chance to in the college we get a chance to make these kinds of productions.
Yes. So ano naman yung nagtulak sa inyo at nag-inspire sa inyo na gumawa ng video poetry or video poems?
Well, yun siguro yun nga since it's required sa class. Mm-hmm. Pero even before yung class, parang naisip ko na rin gumawa ng video poetry kasi parang ang nahihirapan ako all the time pag during prods is yung script writing tsaka yung paglapat ng dialogue. Kasi diba pag yung usual prod is pag may dialogue, so magsasalita yung talents mo and then hiwalay pa yung recording no. So ang hirap niya itugma sa editing. So naisip ko if it's just a form of expression, yun nga, of your feelings, ganyan. Parang video poetry is a good way to do it since yun nga, there's just voiceover which parang nandun na lahat ng words that you want to say. Mm-hmm. And then hindi na siya mahirap i-sync and all that. Parang you just let the visuals talk for the words.
Ang ganda nung you let the visuals talk for the words. Pero dahil napag-usapan na din natin yung class, which is a videography class, what other productions did you make for that particular subject?
Ano nga ba?
Well, we had yung ano, yung
the comic strip. The comic strip one. It's where we were actually partners there. Mm-hmm. We got a existing piece of comic strip as well, and then we tried to transfer it from print to video as well. So you know how some things naman parang when you read it in the comics is really fun. It's really funny, and it's not necessarily true to when you transfer it to video, it becomes funny as well. So that was really the challenge. Mm-hmm. But we really had a lot of fun there, especially since our comic strip was really
funny.
Yeah, it was really weird. It was a weird comic strip, but we were able to pull it off naman. And then we also had
yung Camera Obscura, which parang yung concept kasi of a camera is yun nga, parang you just let little of the light in. So yun, we tried to do it na parang yung tatanggalin lahat ng light in a small space and then you put a small light.
Yeah.
Pumutasan mo para pumasok yung
so para siyang it's a camera pero it's a room.
Yeah, your room becomes basically like a projector.
It projects what's on the outside.
Okay.
And then another is yung commercial.
The commercial, that was my favorite. we did a commercial for Jollibee, the Yum Burger. And it was a very fun experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yung what? Parang one of our major productions. Mm-hmm. Kasi yun yung talagang, yung for our group, talaga naghanap pa kami ng Jollibee branch to shoot in. Ganyan.
Okay.
So ito bang TVC na to? Pinalabas ba siya? Or academic?
No, it's for academic purposes.
For academic. Okay. Yeah. So ano naman yung 3 things or challenges na natutunan nyo sa paggawa ng video poetry?
Or if hindi, or pwede din yung challenges na yun, hindi lang sa video poetry, but also in your other productions for class?
Well, one of the challenges that I faced nung gumagawa ng video poetry was looking for the piece.
Oh, okay.
Kasi talagang I wanted to choose a piece na talagang yung mararamdaman ko talaga para I can really put myself in it. Tsaka parang, alam mo yung may drive ka to finish it kasi parang ito yung this
but
is
the piece is the heart of the production kasi it's where everything starts or comes from.
Yeah, that's
So ayan, katulad ni classmate Lini at classmate Gab, mga classmate, kung kayo ay may talento sa pagsusulat ng tula, may kling kwento, essay, radio drama o awitin, or kung may invention o thesis kayo na gustong ibahagi, maaari ninyo itong ipadala sa aming Google account na
ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga susunod na episode. Sa aming pagbabalik ay pag-uusapan natin ang produksyon ni classmate Lini, kaya tutok lang kayo dito sa ikaw naman.
Ayan, ang oras natin ay 10:30 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na pakinig sa DZUP 1602.
Siyensya na kayo! Abangan dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Paano kung ang bawat tawa, bawat salita, at bawat musika ay biglang mawawala at hindi mo na maririnig pa? Kakayanin mo ba? Hindi sila iba sa atin, kaya wag natin silang maliitin. Let's speak out for deaf empowerment. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Honest ka ba?
Miss, nahulog cellphone mo.
Manong, labis po ang sukli nyo.
Naku ma'am, bawal pong lagay. Ito po ang ticket nyo.
Honesty is still the best policy. Eh ikaw, tapat ka ba?
Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan!
Ayan, nagbabalik ang
ikaw naman!
Kasama niyo pa rin si classmate Lily.
At ako naman si classmate Elaine.
At
si classmate Lainey.
Classmate Gab Gucci.
Ayan. So kanina nga, nakilala natin ng konting-konti si classmate Lainey at si classmate Gab. At ngayon naman, for this segment, ay pag-uusapan natin ang ginawang video poetry ni classmate Lainey na pinamagatang Embrace. At ito ay isang interpretation ng likha ni Willem Martineau.
Yeah, maaaring mo bang basahin sa amin yung mga linya na ginamit mo mula sa tulang Embrace, classmate Lainey?
Okay. There is a deep desire to sleep, to slip away and finally forget. I entered a dream. I remember waking up without you, and I was gone too. What followed were empty days with nothing, nothing but the feeling that I lost everything. I remember, once we were as close as our own skin, maybe even closer. I liked your eyes watching me, like hands touching me. I spent many days waiting, thinking, longing, dying. I remember only sunlight reminded me there was your warmth, and then it was gone. I remember darkness. There is a deep desire to sleep, to slip away and finally forget. But there's a quiet force, stronger than heartache, brighter than the sun, embracing me. It's not you, I see it now. It's life. I want to live my life.
Ayan, so ating napakinggan yung poem na pinamagatang Embrace.
Yes,
ayan.
By Willem Martinot. Yes. Martineau.
So yung poem niya, no, is very sad actually.
Actually.
But in the end, it gives us hope naman.
Yes.
So, classmate Lainey, bakit sa dinami-dami ng material ng poems na pwedeng gamitin, bakit ang Embrace ang napili mo na maging basis ng production mo?
Actually, sobrang hirap na hirap talaga akong pumili ng gagamitin. Kasi nung una, ang original na gagawin ko sana is interpretation ng Mi Ultimo Adios ni Rizal. Kasi parang nahirapan ako kasi parang I needed to look for clips din na luma, and then ang bala ko is like to overlay it with parang a modern clip that parang it can represent. Pero parang hirap kasi yun nga sa materials and baka sa sobrang dami na magamit kong lumang clips, it won't be my production anymore because it's not my material na. So ayun. And then I found two poems na medyo naka, because I was going through a tough time noon. So nung I found two poems, yung isa was entitled Break, and then etong Embrace. Pero yun nga, what spoke to me more was Embrace. Kasi yung Break, parang the ending was that it became even more messy.
Oh, okay.
Embrace, parang nagustuhan ko that it actually, parang na-resolve siya in the end that na yung the writer thought na parang there was still hope nga to still go on with life.
Ano ba yung naging purpose mo sa paggawa nito? Ito ba ay para to educate, to inspire, or just to simply express?
Or in other words, parang what do you want the audience to think or feel when they watch your production?
Feeling ko a bit of all. Kasi for one, it's expression nga kasi sobrang naka-ano ko. Ang tawag dun?
Naka-relate
ako dun sa poem. Parang, oh my gosh, oh, ito lang talaga yung kailangan ko kasi parang I shouldn't dwell on what I'm feeling now kasi parang marami namang other good things in life, ganyan. And then for one din, parang I want others to realize what I realized kasi alam ko marami ding ibang tao na mas mahirap pa yung pinagdadaanan kaysa sa akin.
Tama yan.
So, di ba, poetry itself is full of meaning. So, yung paggawa ng videos is another way of telling a story. So, sa background na binigay kanina, yung production na ito ay 3 minutes lang yung for your production. So, paano mo nagawang may kwentong isang likha na puno ng meaning sa ganun kaikling oras?
Mm-hmm. What I did was, kasi, paano nga ba? Kasi, it's short. So, ang kinawa ko talagang basis is yung duration nung pag-recite nung poem. Okay. And then, parang in between saying the poem, merong ibang visuals din na added to emphasize on yung parang yung breaking of the person and being whole again.
Kasi
I used, parang gumamit ako ng symbolism. Parang I used a wine glass. And then yung wine glass na to, parang in the production, it broke. And then what I did was, parang sa post-production, it was in reverse and then it became whole again. Parang to represent yung breaking and then
being whole again.
Yes, being whole again. Ganun.
Pero nakwento mo nga na may ginamit kang wine glass for symbolism. Yeah. Curious lang ako, yung wine glass talagang na-break siya.
Yeah, it really broke. Well, sobrang ang hirap kasi nung, syempre, when you're doing a production, dapat maraming takes. So, nung una naisip ko, oh my gosh, ilang wine glass yung gagamitin ko. Parang mahal-mahal din nung isa nun. Tapos yun, what I did was, yung sa ibang takes, kasi syempre, kailangan iba-ibang angle. What I did was, pag yung take na hindi pa naman kailangan makita na nasisira talaga siya. Parang I got it, parang merong, sa lalaglagan niya, may nilagay akong comfort, malambot na stuff. Para pag nalaglag siya, hindi pa siya basag. So, yan, paulit-ulit.
So, with this example, no, classmate Elaine, makikita talaga natin na ang hirap gumawa ng isang production na pag pinanood mo, parang, well, ang ganda niya, pero akala mo madali lang gawin, pero it's not. So, for this production, classmate Lainey, am I right? Ikaw lang gumawa ng rap. You were the director, cinematographer. Yeah. So, gano'ng kahirap yung mag-isa ka lang?
Well, I'm thankful din for my family kasi they were there to help me. Like yung bunso kong kapatid, si Leon. Hi, Leon!
Hi.
Arang siya yung naghahawak ng lights, ganyan. Okay. And then, yun nga, my parents were very supportive na pahiramin ako nung wine. Wine glass na babasagin ko. Tapos nag-open pa sila ng wine para ilagay doon sa
okay.
And then, my sister was the main talent din. Tapos, parang tinulungan din niya ako sa pag-conceptualize, parang tinatanong pa niya ako, parang anong susuotin ko, parang ano bang gusto mong feel, anong symbol, ganyan. Yan.
So bilang mga tagapakinig, manonood at mambabasa, syempre iba-iba tayo ng interpretation, di ba, sa mga ganitong likha. So ano ba yung central theme o mensahe na nais mong iparating at ipadama sa mga makakakita ng iyong production?
Or from the feedback that you got dun sa mga nakanood na ng production, ano yung masasabi mong na nag-resonate sa kanila or ano yung sinabi nila sa'yo about it?
I guess most of them yun nga, parang medyo ano naman yung production, parang it says, parang when you look at it, medyo may symbolism, pero medyo gets naman.
Medyo straight to the point.
Yeah, straight to the point, because it's being supported by the words of the poem itself.
Mm-hmm.
So yun, parang yung sa part na ng poem na thinking, longing, dying, dun natumba yung glass. And then yung sa part na parang, but there's a force inside me, parang ganon. Doon nabuo yung glass. Mm-hmm. So like, it parang it's straightforward saying that na yung pag parang yung glass represents hope. Mm-hmm. So parang hope was lost and then it was
it's back again.
And
you still have hope. So basically, diba yung material, naglalarawan siya nung pakiramdam ng isang tao na naiwan and na nakita din natin yung sadness dun sa talent sa production. So lahat naman tayo dito sa booth at well sa world, lahat naman tayo nakaranas ng pag-alis ng mga tao or isang tao sa buhay natin. Pero iba-iba yung pagtanggap natin dito sa ganitong situation. So mga classmate, usually, ano yung naramdaman mo pag naiwan ka or nung naiwan ka? Either, ano ba, for example, galit, lungkot, ano yung mas mataas? Ikaw ba, classmate Elaine?
Ako, pagka naiwan ako, usually, I feel na malungkot kasi parang left out ka, parang hindi ka mahalaga dahil iniwan ka. Diba? Kasi parang, kung mahalaga ka, hindi naman aalis yung tao or hindi ka naman isa sa walang bahala nung tao, di ba?
How about you, classmate Gab?
Of course, generally, you feel sadness. Mm-hmm. But then later on, it makes you really appreciate the friends that you do have, the people that are there with you. So, in a while, you know, I kind of get over it. And then you just really appreciate all the people around you. So, my negative at first, and then eventually it becomes a positive thing.
Yeah, for me then parang ganun, sadness. Parang others would say na hindi ka pagalit kasi iniwan ka. But then yun nga, parang malungkot ka pero hindi mo magawang magalit kasi yung nang iwan naman sa'yo, parang you had your good times
with them.
Yun nga. Kaya ka nga nasad kasi nawala yung important person na yun.
So, ako naman, I think it depends on the way kung paano ka iniwan. Di ba? Kasi, there's no one way of leaving someone behind. The person has to leave for special reasons or meron talaga siyang legit problem.
Or baka nag-CR lang.
Actually. So, yun, I think, syempre, if hindi maganda yung paghiwalay or pag-go ng separate ways ng dalawang tao, mas baka doon mas mangibabaw yung galit or yung lungkot. Pero I think for me sometimes nga katulad nga ng sinabi nila classmate Tainy and classmate Gab, yung pag-alis ng ibang tao sa life mo or hindi lang tao or if an event is over, a specific problem, it's a blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Kasi by then you realize na madami pa palang people and things around you who care more about you and who appreciate you na hindi lang yung person na yun.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Kaya nga dito sa material na to, talagang pinapaalala sa atin that we have our whole life ahead of us. Na maganda yung buhay, kaya imbis na takbuhan natin o pilit natin kalimutan yung mga masasakit na nangyari sa atin, ay yakapin natin yung katotohanan. Yeah. Accept natin na ito na eh, wala na. Wala na yung bagay na ito o yung tao na ito. So, classmates, paano ka nakapag-cope up sa pain? Mayroon bang secret formula or even timeline sa pagtanggap ng mga masasakit na pangyari and finally sa pag-move on sa life?
Well, hindi naman natin specifically pag-uusapan yung
I guess,
production, yung main ano nun. Pero generally, how do you cope with pain?
I guess the first step to coping with pain is accepting it. Parang just accept the reason na yun nga, nangyari na siya.
Mm-hmm.
Parang kasi if you try, parang kung pipilitin mo pa na ibalik yung dati, parang mas masasaktan ka pa lalo. Kasi especially if yung nang iwan nga sa'yo is not willing to go back. So parang try to think of yourself na rin. The maybe, yun nga, parang there's a reason to everything. So parang there are better things in life na dadating pa naman.
Mm-mm. Tsaka talaga pag nag-dwell ka talaga sa past, no, doon ka talaga mas nalulugmok, 'di ba? Doon ka mas lalong nalulungkot, unlike pag tinignan mo kung ano yung meron yung life na kung ano yung ino-offer ng life sa'yo in the future. Doon ka ma-inspire na, shucks, meron pa akong buhay at kailangan ko pang I have to live with it, 'di ba?
Yes, yes.
So mapapansin natin na dun sa production, 'di ba, for the whole production, hindi nagsasalita yung talent.
No,
pero 'di ba sa end ng production, through the narrator's voice, may sinabi siyang line
which was I want to live my life. Parang it was still the voice over, pero since the rest of the production, parang her lips were not moving, and she was just acting everything out. Pero nung sa end, yun nga, parang she moved her lips. So it was for emphasis na rin that this line is very important, and this line is parang the core of the poem.
Yeah, and for the audience like us, talagang dahil yun lang yung part na as if nagsalita yung talent, it's the last thing that we remember.
Yes.
Tama. At mula naman sa pagpaplano, paggawa at pagproduce nitong material, ano yung pinakamagandang aral na napulot mo at paano ka nito nabago o natulungan?
Yun nga. When you're doing prods, parang to a prod that you can really relate with. Nga. Parang you... Kasi ang hirap ng gumagawa ng mga bagay na hindi mo naman gusto.
Mm-hmm.
You should give it your all. Kasi when you give it your all, that's when you create the best. Kasi kahit naman pag pinipilit mo yung sarili mo, parang hindi ka na nga masaya, hindi pa ganun ka ganda yung nagagawa mo. So, yun, I guess yun nga, you give it your all. Mm-hmm. Yung kasi sa akin, it was last, kasi yung pinasa ko na gagamitin ko sana was yung break.
Uh-huh.
And then, parang a day before the deadline, I messaged my prof saying na, sir, is it okay if I just use this other, ano, and then yun nga, buti pumayag naman si sir. And then, like, talagang pinagpuyatan ko na, okay, I'll do this, I'll do that. Although the post-production was tricky because yun nga, merong, it's not linear in the editing. So yun nga, it was really tricky. Pero, it was worth it. Kasi like, kahit na pinagpuyatan ko siya sa editing, pinagpuyatan ko sa planning, parang, I was happy with my output because that's what I really wanted to convey.
And truly, ang ganda nga naman ng production, and it made us feel na no matter what you go through, no matter who leaves you, you have to live your life.
Yes. Classmate, meron ka bang mga tips na pwedeng ibigay sa ating mga tagapakinig o mga classmates, lalo na sa mga aspiring na gusto din gumawa ng mga video poetry?
Well, for those siguro, pag ganun, especially if you're trying to execute a complicated prod, parang planning is really important. And also, ano pa ba tips? yun, parang you should, parang even before, parang you should already lay out your plans in your mind, ganyan. And you should, the people you work with, I mean, if you're not working with yourself, you would try to look for the people that you really trust you should have the same vision for the prod, kasi if hindi, parang magka-clash kayo, baka mag-away pa kayo, tapos hindi pa maganda yung kakalabasan.
Or hindi matatapos because of differences. Ayan, so mga classmates, kung kayo katulad ni classmate Lainey ay may mga likha na gusto niyong i-share sa amin, maaari ninyo itong ipadala sa aming Google account na
ikaw naman sa dzup@gmail.com nang kayo naman ang bumida sa aming programa sa mga susunod na episode. Sa aming pagbabalik ay pag-uusapan natin ang production ni classmate Gab, kaya tutok lang kayo dito sa ikaw naman.
Ang oras natin ay 10:31 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Cheeseburger, 400 calories, check. Spaghetti, 400 calories, check. Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check.
Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Naaalala mo pa ba yung first birthday ni Chun Chun?
Ay, napakasaya noon! Pati yung graduation ni Lin sa kolehiyo.
Naku, nagbunga ang lahat ng sakripisyo natin noon.
May mga bagay talaga na hindi nabubura ng memorya, ano?
Basta tungkol sa mga anak natin ay naaalala ko yan.
Eh, kumusta na nga kaya sila? Naaalala pa kaya nila tayo?
Kahit lumipas pa ang panahon, hindi ka nila nalilimutan. Nakausap mo na ba sila uli? Ipadama mo ang naaalala mo sila. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Love sports? Makinig na sa Love Ko Ang Sports, hatid ng UP College of Human Kinetics tuwing Martes, alas 5 ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Ito ang programang IN! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan!
Welcome back mga classmates! Narito pa rin ang ikaw naman at kasama niyo si classmate Lily.
Ako naman si classmate Elaine.
Classmate Lainey.
Classmate Gab.
Ayan. Kanina nga ay napag-usapan natin ang video poetry production ni classmate Lainey. Mm. At ngayon naman ay pag-uusapan natin ang likha ni classmate Gab. Ito ay pinamagitang Our Deepest Fear.
Yes. Mari mo bang basahin sa amin yung mga linya na ginamit mo mula sa tulang Our Deepest Fear?
Sure. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Wow. Yeah. So favorite ko talaga yung first line. Yung first line niya ay yung our deepest fear. Ano yun?
It's not that we are inadequate.
Yes.
So sa mga ganitong pagkakataon, na-realize natin na hindi lang pala sa simpleng pagsalita ng isang poem o kaya nasa paper lang siya or binabasa mo lang yung isang poem na pwedeng ma-interpret yung material.
Mm-hmm. At tulad nitong tinanong namin kay classmate Lainey, ngayon naman, bakit ito yung napili mong tula na bigyan ng interpretasyon?
It's funny because actually when Sir Raz gave us this assignment, I already had this poem in mind already because it was one of my favorites. I actually first stumbled upon it when I watched the movie Coach Carter. Mm-hmm. It's a basketball film. But then it used this poem and it really struck a nerve in me kasi I'm an athlete kasi. I've been playing tennis since I was a very young boy. And syempre in the world of sports and everything, the hardships will come true. So will happen. So this poem has always been on my mind. I actually memorized it, to be honest. Oh, so man. Parang whenever I go through a really hard time, especially when you start losing and stuff like that, I always go back to this kasi it leaves such a strong print and everything in my heart, so parang it motivates me to bounce back from all that hardships.
Sabi mo nga classmate Gab na you're an athlete and this poem you can relate to it through that lens.
Yes.
Pero for the production, when you watched it, the talent or the story does not revolve around an athlete.
Yes.
So I'd like to ask, bakit hindi ganun yung naisip mo interpretation?
It's because I didn't want to be shackled under the whole under how Coach Carter did it in the first place. That was the tricky part. I wanted to be original. I wanted it to be a bit distant. I wanted it to tackle another issue that was also really important to me. which was bullying. And bullying kasi I've experienced it not just when I was a child. It kasi bullying it encompasses all the ranges of age, you know. You just don't get it lang when you're just a kid. You also get it when you're growing up, you're a teenager, even when you're an adult, it happens. So it was something that I really wanted to share with my with the audience, whoever watches it. I wanted to show them that I know you're going through a hard time, but then things will get better through time.
I think maybe that's the reason then why the poem, diba, is in third person, hindi first person. It's not like the character in the production is speaking. It's like someone is telling him these words.
Yeah, it's supposed to really it's actually meant for everybody. It's supposed to touch not just one type of person, not just one type of demographic. It's supposed to really mean something for a large population. And that's why I love this poem so much, because no matter what you do, no matter what field you are in, it really strikes a nerve.
Actually, kasi nga, the concept of a greatest fear is inherent in all of us. So, pwedeng iba-iba tayo, pero of course, lahat tayo may greatest fear. So, I'd like to ask everyone, ano yung pinaka-tatakutan mo, or what's your greatest fear? Classmate Elaine?
Ako, ang greatest fear ko ay EPs.
Okay.
Pero
yun ang greatest.
Greatest. Pero bukod doon, syempre, ang pinaka-kinakatakutan ko talaga magkamali. Parang takot ako na, kasi pag nagkamali ka, pwede kang makasakit, pwedeng masira pag nagkamali ka. So, ayoko yung maging burden. Kaya takot ako magkamali.
How about your classmate Lainey?
Ako, yung deepest fear ko actually is to disappoint my parents. Kasi parang my entire life, parang I want, parang it's a process of parang becoming an okay person para in the future I can take care of them. Okay.
Well, how about you, classmate Gab? Is what the production was saying, yun na ba yung sayo, or do you have a different one?
No, my deepest fear is really similar than to Elaine, and maybe even to Elaine, it's failure. It's just this thing that I grew up kasi in a family that was very they're really perfectionist, especially my father. So parang my fear talaga is really failing in no matter what I do. That's why in everything that I really try to do, I try to do it the best that I can possibly. And parang, I know it's supposed to be bad because we have this saying that you shouldn't fear failure.
And that you should learn from your mistakes.
Yeah, you should. But then, it's hard. It's really hard because especially if you have this sort of background in you, you really don't want to mess up a lot of times, similar to Elaine nga. So for me, really, it's the fear of failure. But then what I try to do kasi is, I try to make it not into a negative. I try to turn it to a positive in a way that I don't want to experience failures. I try to really motivate myself 100%,
130%. 100%. Hala, bakit different yung sa akin? Slightly different yung sa akin kasi ako naman, my deepest fear is the future. Kasi I don't like not knowing what's going to happen next. Hindi naman yung tomorrow, ganyan, pero the next year or the next month. For example, I'm graduating this semester, hopefully, and I don't have any plans yet. So parang, what do I do? I don't know. The future seems unclear, ganyan. So basically, I just want to know what's going to happen. Or gusto ko may plans ako. Ayoko nang wala akong plans. So yun. So minsan nga, balik tayo sa ating material. Idealistic tayong mag-isip ng napaka-clear na idea sa isip natin. Pero kapag i-execute na natin, medyo mahirap na siya.
True.
And this is very true for classmates, like classmate Lainey, classmate Gab, kasi they do productions and minsan talaga sobrang bongga nung ideas mo na hindi mo na naiisip yung challenges na i-face mo kapag gagawin mo na siya. So, classmate Gab, ano yung kadalasan mong ginagawang remedy kapag napakaganda nung idea mo at merong challenges na
hindi kayang ma-execute?
Oo, kuwari, wala kang possible talent or kulang sa budget, ganyan.
What I learned, especially through all my production, is that planning early is really the important thing to do. Kasi I really believe in Murphy's Law. It's that anything that can happen, could happen. So, what I do is I allot my schedule really. I really emphasize pre-planning, pre-prod, so that I already give myself this sort of weeks beforehand pa lang. I already have this, so that when something does happen, something bad does happen to my prod, I have still a certain amount of time where I can still fix it. So if like let's say my talent backs out or suddenly I can't use this location, at least I have like a couple more days to remedy this. I can find someone else. I can find another location like that.
Pero I have a question. Kapag kuwari nga yung if sa idea sobrang ganda niya at sobrang bongga, are you willing in your productions to ano to compromise ganyan to parang take it down a notch yung idea mo?
Well, am I willing?
It
depends if it really is for the benefit of the production in a whole. Kasi in my production, I didn't naman, it wasn't really a compromise, but it was more of somebody advised me to change it up. Like, I originally just planned that my talent would just be in a room. He would be staring into this this bottle of pills with notes of insults projected towards him. But then one of my friends, actually Stelle, who is actually also my assistant camera person, she actually advised me that, hey, why don't you write the insults on his body? And I was totally not in my plan at all. Okay. We actually planned that. She actually advised that on the day itself already. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. So what I did was I had to go to the shop before we left and bought paint and everything. So I'm not sure if that was a compromise, but it was something that it really helped the prod.
So it wasn't in your plan.
It wasn't in my plan at all. But it really did make it better. And sometimes when you're doing prods, even if you're really just alone or not, it's good then to listen to advice. It's good then to listen to, oh, maybe this could help you, or maybe it's not. But at the end of the day, it's really your decision. And what I try to do talaga is I just try to see if it really will help my production, the grand scheme of things.
Tsaka ang ganda nga nung idea kasi nag-resonate talaga sa'yo yung concept ng bullying and yung fear niya nung character of what society thinks of him. Kasi kaharap niya na nga, binabasa niya na nga, and nandun pa siya sa body niya. So parang wala siyang takas, so hindi siya pwede mag-escape or anything.
Yes. So dahil napag-uusapan na rin naman natin yung mga limitations sa isang production, ano yung naging hamon sa'yo habang ginagawa itong video poetry?
Mine really was the location. I originally had a location set up for the day of shooting. It was the place of my best friend. Okay. Hey, Clarus, I know you're listening.
Hi, best friend.
But my fault there was that I didn't look at it personally. I was just sent pictures. So I assumed that, okay, this room is pretty big. But then when I went there on the day itself, it wasn't. So those were one of the limitations. These were the things that I kind of messed up in pre-prod. But gladly and luckily enough, Stelle again, thank you Stelle, she volunteered her house and she had this really big room that they didn't use, and I was able to use it and really just stick all those papers and all those equipments and all those lights in her room, and it was such a, she was a lifesaver, to be honest. It was really the logistics, the talent's not really, because everybody, I only had one talent, and he was game na kagad. I was like, and he, that wasn't the first time he was my talent, actually. He was my talent in other prods as well, so I'm very thankful
and
for Brian.
And he was really game kahit yung susulatan yung body niya.
Yes, when I told him, he was, what? But I said, just do it for me, and he did it.
So you didn't have any problem finding a talent?
Not at all. It was just like, he was the first person I asked, and he accepted right away, so it was great. It was less hassle.
So dito papasok yung, again, planning. And sa concept naman of getting a talent, madalas nangyayari na you cram, and parang hindi mo naiisip na the talent is really important kasi siya yung nakikita sa screen. Yeah. So kung sobrang ganda nga ng idea mo, pero your talent is kinda meh, hindi niya masyadong ma-interpret yung average, gusto mo, hindi magiging successful yung isang production.
At saka sa pag-produce itself ng production, parang dito natin makikita na dapat flexible tayo sa mga changes or sa mga pagbabago na may experience natin, diba? So dapat alam natin kung ano yung gagawin natin pagka pumalya yung isang bagay, ganyan. So mapapansin naman natin na gumamit ng elementong black and white.
Yes.
Doon sa video mo, no? Pero di kalaunan, parang nagkaroon din ng color.
Yes.
Diba? So, question lang, sa ganitong pagkakataon, gaano ba kahalaga yung editing o pag-utilize ng technology like camera, software, para makabuo ng isang malalim at makahulugang video poetry?
It's very important because from the very start pa lang, I wanted my treatment to really be black and white. That was what I wanted, really. It was my first ever production in black and white. So, the importance of equipment is important, but it's also really important to learn how to do it. And I had to ask a lot of people, I had to look at a lot of tutorials. And then later na lang nag-come up yung idea na I had to turn it, I had to color it. Make the screen turn into color, parang sort of a redemption na niya ganon. Mm-hmm. So, yes, technology is really important. Even the camera that you use, the settings that you use, it's really essential so that you can pull off the look that you want. But the biggest key here talaga is to educate yourself first. Mm-hmm. You can't naman do something na you just out of a whim. You really need to practice it first. You need to learn what you have to do, what you have to prepare. And yeah, that was the key.
Kasi nga naman, kahit naman maganda yung camera mo, kung hindi mo naman siya alam gamitin, hindi mo rin naman siya ma-utilize talaga, di ba?
And so, in terms of crewing, kasi nga kanina napag-usapan na classmate Lainey, well, while she had the help of her family, pero when it came to the technicals, siya lang talaga. So, what made you or what pushed you to ask someone to be your assistant?
I asked Stel Laguda to be my assistant videographer or camera person because there's a scene kasi there that the talent had to rip the insults, the papers, and I knew that was going to be one take. And I knew that couldn't be possible with just one camera. Okay. I needed a 2-cam setup there, and I really needed like this extra pair, an extra camera really to just sort of get new angles and everything. Because I also believe in terms of the more footage you have, the better your prod, the better your prod could be. Yeah. So we were only three actually. We were only three: Stel, Brian, and I. So
Brian was your talent.
Yes, and it's funny is because Stel was manning one of the cameras, but then I was also like sort of the camera two or camera one, and also the lighting director. So while I was staring at the camera, I was also lighting up the whole room, and it was really a challenge. Nagamit ko talaga yung muscles ko doon.
And your height. Classmates na nakikinig, classmate Gab is really tall.
I really planned everything to even to the amount of people use. So I'm very thankful naman na my friends were able to help me out in this project. It wouldn't be possible without them.
Thank you, friends.
Thank you, friends.
So we'll notice na dun sa latter part ng video, umalis yung character, tinalikuran niya yung mga taong sumisigaw sa kanya.
Yes.
And was this the point na nagkaroon na ng color?
Yes, sort of like classmate Lainey. In my productions, I like adding symbolisms as well. I don't know kung nagigets sa mga viewers, pero yeah, may mga symbolisms there. So, the adding of color somewhere around the middle part of the production was sort of to symbolize that there was an awakening within the bida. So, the symbolism there was that he was already sort of like a phoenix, like rising up from the ashes because he was from a kneeling position going up. And the walking away was also a symbolism of like walking away from all that negativity. Actually, I used sort of the door as well in one of the scenes as another symbolism, as sort of like the light. It's the light in the poem. So when he shuts the door behind him, he's sort of like closing that chapter of his life already. So, those symbolisms, those kind of things that I really wanted to add to my production. I didn't want it to be very like surface level lang. I wanted it to be a multi-layered type of production. And hopefully na gets ng mga viewers.
Ayan. So, napag-usapan natin ng in-depth ang mga kalikha ni classmate Gab at ni classmate Lainey. So, sa ating pagbabalik ay babasahin naman namin ni classmate Elaine ang mga sagot ninyo sa ating In the Spotlight Question of the Week na
Paano mo nalampasan ang pinakamahirap na pagsubok na naranasan mo?
Ayan, so abangan niyo yan mga classmates. At ang oras natin ngayon ay 10:51 ng umaga. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, Kapisanan ng mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602,
kasali ka!
Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Maya added the photo on the album, Vegan.
Like.
Patty is feeling beautiful today.
Share.
Anna is in a relationship.
Like, share, comment,
like, share, comment,
like, share, comment,
like, share, comment.
Ehem, ehem. Huwag bastang maniwala sa nakikita sa social media. Maging mapanuri nang hindi maloko sa internet. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Ako si Mark.
Ako naman si Carlo.
Noong una ko siyang makita,
alam ko na.
Na siya na talaga ang gusto kong makasama habang buhay.
My name is Lily. I love Daddy Carlo and Daddy Mark. I mean, I have a mom, but you know what? I have the best daddies in the world.
If a child can view all genders as equal, why can't everyone else see the world through the eyes of a child? Fight for gender equality. A reminder from DZUP 1602, Kasalika.
Ito ang programang IN. Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.
Welcome back mga classmates, kayo pa rin ay nakikinig sa Ikaw Naman kung saan kayo ang bida at pakikinggan. Kasama niyo pa rin si classmate Lily.
Ako si classmate Elaine.
Ako si classmate Lainey.
At
ako si classmate Gab.
Ayan. So for this segment naman mga classmates ay babasahin natin ang mga sagot sa ating In the Spotlight question of the week na
paano mo nalampasan ang pinakamahirap na pagsubok na naranasan mo?
In the Spotlight.
Ang sabi ni classmate Stephen Tan, dasal muna, air out kay God ang lahat ng stress ko na sinusuko ko na sa kanya ang lahat. Then, doon ako magkakaroon ng chance na ma-enlighten at mas maging productive sa mga susunod kong move sa buhay.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni Angela, ni classmate Angela Ayuson, I reminded myself that it happened for a reason. I kept myself close to support, to my support group system, aka BFFs and parents, and asked them for advice on how to survive it. Praying to God helped a lot too.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Robbie Reyes, paano kapag di mo pa ito nalalampasan? Sabi niya ay nag-pray siya ng sobrang lala, nag-seek ng advice sa mga friends at nagpaka-positive. And most importantly, believe na just like any other problems, this too shall pass.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ng classmate Luis Guevara, nagtiwala lang ako sa sarili, sikap at syempre sinamahan ng dasal.
In the Spotlight.
Ang sabi ni classmate Luisa Morales, drowning myself in work and also drinking.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Michiko Palaran, keep myself busy.
In the Spotlight.
Ang sinagot ni classmate Estelle Gui, dasal plus hingi ng tulong sa pamilya at kaibigan at maghanap ng solusyon para sa problema.
In the Spotlight.
Sabi naman ni classmate Christian Jesse De Solok, just do what's needed to be done. Lumilipas na lang naman yung mga di mo masyadong namamalayan.
In the Spotlight.
At mga classmates, yan ang ating In the Spotlight.
In the Spotlight.
Ayan, isa na namang programa ng Ikaw Naman ang ating ang inyong napakinggan at ating naibahagi sa inyo. So mga classmates, classmate Lainey and classmate Gab, may mga gusto ba kayong batiin, pasalamatan or i-promote na orgs or productions nyo?
Mm-hmm. For me, hi sa lahat ng ng members ng DZUP Radio Circle.
Hi.
And Thank you. Of course, sa family ko. I think they're listening to
Hello, family. Classmates, family.
Ayan, thank you for all the support. I wouldn't be here without you guys. Yes. And also to my friends who are listening. I don't know kung sino yung listen, but hello.
Classmate Gab.
Hi, Mom. I love you.
Aww. Ayan, so, go back, Classmate Elaine, since in a long time, this is your first time na mag-host ulit.
Yes, so hi lang sa mga friends ko dyan, DZUP Radio Circle, hello!
Ayan, so mga classmates, isang episode na naman ng ikaw naman ang inyong napakinggan. Samahan ninyo kami muli sa susunod na linggo kung saan bibidang isang panibagong classmate. Muli, ito ang inyong classmate na si Classmate Lily.
At ako naman si Classmate Elaine.
Hanggang sa susunod na linggo, dito lang sa programa kung saan kayong in at kayong pakikinggan.
Ikaw naman!
Ito ang programang in! Ikaw naman! Isko at iska, ikaw naman ang pakikinggan.